The Christian vision of marriage does not begin with culture, romance movies, government paperwork, or wedding industry trends. It begins with God. In Genesis, God creates humanity, male and female, in his image. Genesis 1:27 says God created man in his own image. In God's image, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then Genesis 2 shows the man and woman brought together in a one-flesh union. This means marriage is part of creation design. It is embodied. It is relational. It is spiritual. It is public. It forms a new household. Then Jesus affirms this creation pattern. In Matthew 19, when questioned about marriage and divorce, Jesus goes back to Genesis. He does not begin with human preference. He begins with God's design. Jesus says that the two become one flesh, and that what God has joined together should not be torn apart. That is powerful for wedding ministry. Jesus treats marriage as sacred, not casual. Then Paul deepens the vision. In Ephesians 5, Paul connects marriage to Christ and the church. Husbands are called to love their wives as Christ loved the church. Wives are called to respect and respond within a covenant of love and faithfulness. This passage is not a license for selfish control. It is a call to sacrificial, Christ-shaped love. So when a wedding minister stands before a bride and groom, the ceremony is shaped by Genesis, affirmed by Jesus, and illuminated by Paul. Here is an example. A couple may ask, can we write our own vows? That can be beautiful, but the wedding minister should help them write vows that are more than sentimental feelings. Christian vows should include promise, faithfulness, perseverance, love, honor, and dependence on God. A common mistake is to reduce marriage to attraction, chemistry, or the couple's personal story. Their story matters, but their story is being invited into God's larger story. A Christian wedding minister helps the bride and groom see that marriage is not something they invented. It is something they enter with humility, joy, and holy seriousness.